Hello, and welcome back to another Contemplative Living, where we talk about concepts to bring a more contemplative way of living our lives. You know, we try to bring them into our everyday life. And today we're going to talk about a subject that I feel is really critical for each and every one of us. And it deals with our own creativity. You know, Spirit once said to me, creativity gathers the forces of the universe together and orchestrates entire new realities. Creativity is what brought this universe together with love and compassion. And when we infuse that into our creative nature, we find that we have unlimited potential. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right. Well, creativity is such a huge primal force in our lives. We all have it. We all have some sort of creative nature. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's explore the fact that creativity leads us on a path toward our own center, our own being. Creativity it's a journey. It's a journey that propels us toward our true nature. And it leads us to discover the core of who we are. When we engage in acts of creativity, whether it's through painting, writing, dancing, movement, or any other expression, we tap into a wellspring of inspiration. And that inspiration flows from deep within us. And as we immerse ourselves, that's a great word about creativity. We immerse ourselves into that process, into that creative process, and we shed layers of conditioning and expectations, and it reveals our authentic selves. You know, so through self-expression, we connect with our innermost thoughts, and emotions, and allow them to manifest. Each brushstroke on the canvas or word on the written page unravels another piece of ourselves, guiding us closer to our own center of being. Through our own creativity, we uncover hidden talents and passions that may have been dormant within us, and they're waiting for an opportunity to blossom. Ultimately, by embracing creativity in all of its forms, we embark on an enriching journey towards self-discovery. Now, we all have within our being a creative state, and it's something that we can draw on to lead us towards inspiration. I mean, after all, when you think about it, where does inspiration come from? It comes from our true nature and our connection to our divine self. So there's so many different ways that we can be creative. You know, we're not all the best artists. We're not all fantastic dancers. We're not all musicians. Maybe we're gardeners. You know, what better way to show our inspiration than interacting with Mother Earth? Or maybe we find inspiration in the process of physical exercise, in athleticism. You know, I mean, there's so many ways that we can tap into our creative nature. We just need to be aware that when we are in that creative source and when inspiration begins to flow, that we are on the threshold. We're on the threshold. And inspiration is a place where we hear a quiet, calm voice that is our own true nature communicating with oneness. So in the depths of our being lies a stillness that speaks volumes. It speaks volumes, and it's guiding us toward our true essence. Inspiration acts as a bridge. It's a bridge to this inner sanctuary, and it allows us to connect with oneness. And that wisdom that resides within the oneness and within that connection with us. When we tune into that quiet space and we hear that voice, that quiet voice, we're greeted with the gentle whispers of our true nature. And it's here we find the clarity, the purpose, and direction that our creativity flows effortlessly from. It's a sacred space, and it's an infinite well of knowledge. And so that's how creativity can bring such inspiration to each and every one of us. And as we embrace it as a portal to our authentic selves, we begin to realize the power and the beauty that comes from aligning with oneness. We see ourselves not as separate entities, but as interconnected threads. We naturally begin to relax when we work with any creative endeavor that we enjoy. I can relate to this in such a way because when I go, I find that I use creativity in a lot of aspects of my life. I use it in my writing. I use it in this podcast. I use it in my art, but I use it mostly in my wood shop. When I go out there and I just entering that creative space, I'm able to just relax, let go of whatever is the burdens that have been sitting on my shoulders, and I can just be me, and I can relax into that endeavor of just allowing myself to be creative. And in a relaxed state of being, we focus our awareness on more than what we're creating. You know, as the mind settles into a peaceful rhythm, new insights and connections begin to emerge, and it's effortless. It's effortless. It's in the space of tranquility that our creativity flourishes. You know, it stretches beyond the boundary of what we thought was possible. When we let go of the need to control every detail and instead surrender to the flow of inspiration, that's when magic happens. Yeah. That's when ideas come pouring in, and they come from unexpected places, but they spark our imagination and they guide us towards innovative solutions. Many times when I've been in a place where I feel stuck, I use that relaxed creative space to help me to clear my mind, because creativity thrives when we allow ourselves to embrace relaxation and openness. So by quieting the noise around us and tuning into our inner wisdom, we tap into that wellspring of unlimited potential, you know, just waiting to be released. The creative process can take us to new levels of experience. Again, in my own life, I've found that my creative nature, my creativity, it's my doorway to my own light essence. And it brings me right to the threshold of that light. And so that divine nature that's within us. So creativity actually accesses the divine love that exists within our higher consciousness. Creativity is not just about creating art or music. It's about tapping into the infinite well of love, love and wisdom that resides within each of us. When we allow ourselves to be channels of this divine energy, our creativity becomes imbued with a sense of beauty and truth, and it transcends the limitations of our physical world. It's through creativity that we're able to connect to the higher consciousness that exists beyond our limited understanding. By allowing ourselves to surrender, surrendering to the flow, we can accept, we access a deeper level of awareness and insight that guides us toward expressing our true selves. And isn't that what it's really all about? About expressing our true selves and bringing that into reality, bringing that into our day-to-day experience. So I hope that you can find some quiet, some solitude where you can tap into your creative nature. And then you can bring that into the world and allow us to all see your true nature in its all of its creative aspects. I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.